I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ever since New York cheered abortion up to the moment of birth, people are aware of just how far abortion has been pushed. Now the release of the movie Unplanned is pulling back the curtain. Unplanned tells the true story of Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood director whose worldview was shattered after she assisted with an abortion. Eric Verstraete with Life Matters Worldwide says, if we want to see an end to abortion, we need to start with our churches.
If churched women stopped going to have abortions, the abortion industry would lose $250 million this next year. The reason that these churched women are going is because of the shame they felt from churches. So we're asking pastors, how are you and your congregation ready to handle the unplanned pregnancy that's coming to your church?
You can be an extension of God's love to unplanned pregnancies. Read the full story at missionnews.org. And the day when the Bible is in every tongue and the Great Commission is fulfilled is drawing near. Partners International's Larry Andrews is excited. Andrews also serves with the Alliance for the Unreached. The Alliance's vision is for every church in the United States to have a Great Commission expression.
Every Christ follower is required to fulfill Christ's mission. And so this passionate call to have every church engaged, every Christ follower engaged, is one that the Alliance for the Unreached is all about.
Alliance for the Unreached has raised awareness through the International Day for the Unreached, which takes place on Pentecost Sunday. Now's the time for action and a revival. Take the first step by asking God to reveal how you can help fulfill the Great Commission. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.